How's it going? You listen to The Drive Home. Got a special guest. My lovely wife, Christy, has graced us with her presence. So, it's Sunday. I don't normally record on Sunday because it's the Lord's Day. And we don't want to work on the Lord's Day.
The Lord!
Have you heard from the Lord?
The Lord.
The Lord. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So, it's Sunday.
You already said that.
Yeah, I know. I had two talking points. One was about Madonna.
And they're listening
to Madonna.
Well, I just listened to Madonna at my friend's house when we were doing the jewelry thing. And she's like, do you guys want to listen to this music? I was like, yeah, sure. She's like, Alexa, play 80s music.
Okay.
And I actually laughed. This is like way off topic, but I actually laughed out loud because I thought she was calling her daughter in the next room, telling her to turn music on.
You didn't think she had an Alexa?
I didn't.
That's funny.
I did think that we are the only people.
Oh, you thought we were the only ones that bought it.
So anyway, she played, you know, she started the station, 80s yeah. music, and the first song that came on was Madonna. So anyway.
That's what ties into my point is Madonna is acceptable. 80s Madonna, acceptable. 90s Madonna, acceptable. Did you know that Madonna just came out with an album? The look on your face tells me you didn't know that.
She shouldn't have.
No. I agree. So when you get into your friend's car,
but doesn't she have enough money?
But she's an artist. She has to express herself.
That is true. But I didn't think about that.
Right.
Okay.
But when you get into your friend's car and they say, hey, can we listen to some music?
And you say,
yeah, go ahead. And they're like, how about Madonna? And you're like, cool. And then there's certain songs that are okay.
And then they play the Ray of Light album, don't they?
I don't know. I hope not.
No.
But like,
that is not the Madonna that I like.
Like, Living on a, not Living
that's
on a Prayer.
That's Bon Jovi!
Bon Jovi. Just Like a Prayer, right? Doable. I don't know.
It's classic.
Material Girl.
Material Girl.
Absolutely acceptable.
I can't believe that you're actually, like, saying these song titles. I'm impressed.
Vogue. Acceptable.
Oh my gosh, I did
Like a Virgin.
Sixth grade talent show dance I did.
Right.
To Vogue. Do you remember me telling you that?
Right. So, Like a Virgin is acceptable.
It's a song title, by the way.
Even my guy friends. My guy friend is playing Like a Virgin. I'm okay with that. But then they say, how about some new Madonna?
Then you punch him in the face.
Exactly. Exactly.
New Madonna.
Unacceptable.
No.
80s and 90s Madonna. Acceptable.
Yes.
New Madonna.
No.
Not acceptable.
No, you're not their friend anymore.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So here's the other one. I wanted to ask you how you are with, what happens when you pull up to a stoplight?
I stop.
You stop. And then what if there's a driver like to the left of you or to the right of you? Do you look at them?
Yeah.
You do? Like every time?
No, not every time.
So when you get to a stoplight, you look. Because when I pull up to a stoplight, I automatically feel like I can't look. Like I get anxiety if I look over at the people.
And what do you think? They're going to like have like a scary mask on
no,
or something?
No,
or
like I don't know.
A gun pointed to your
face? Or they'll pull out a gun.
Just because you looked at them?
How dare you look at me? Well, you know, when I was in seventh grade.
Oh gosh, here we go again.
And I was in history class.
It's always about what's happened to you
Listen,
when you're younger.
You connect the dots.
You're so messed up.
So, so I was in history class and I was looking ahead and I turned around and looked at the kid behind me and he said, "Don't look at me." So, and I, you know, I wasn't.
What? That's all it took?
No, I had, you know, my friends were like street dudes. Like they weren't, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but did you, like, get punched in the face or choked out?
Well,
or, like...
let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
So I turn around, like, you know, whatever, and then I'm like, I'm not a punk. So I turn right back around and looked at him, like, what? And he's like, I told you not to look at me. So I was like, okay. Oh. Well, then as I'm walking out of class, I felt this very heavy object, which was his fist. He punched me in the back of the head.
Oh.
Yeah, knocked me out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I looked at him. So that's why.
No, you looked at him twice.
I did.
He warned you. He gave you a fair freaking warning.
What? Was he like Mother Teresa or something? You can't look
Maybe
on his face?
Maybe he was obviously having a bad day.
Clearly.
Like, don't look at me.
Or
you're
that,
warning you, no, and you're a, like, oh, I'm not a punk.
No, that's...
I'm gonna look at you one more time.
No, that's a street thing. That's a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like a...
Well, you got knocked the freak out.
I did.
Because of it.
And my friends were like, what happened? Who did it?
But so...
And they're like,
so
we'll,
you pull
we'll
up,
take care of it. And
so
then,
you pull up, and you don't look at the person next to you because you just automatically think of Bobby... Telling you.
I don't know what his name
don't
was.
Don't look at me.
He was Hispanic. I don't know what
like,
his
what
name was.
What would you do if that person actually, like, turned to look your way and said, don't look at me?
I don't know. I feel like when I stop
do?
At a stoplight.
You would blow through the red light.
Well, no. But when I'm like, if I'm looking at you, then it's like, what's up?
It's not a challenge.
That's what I feel like.
What,
I feel like.
Like you want to race?
If I'm looking at you, like, what's up? Like. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm looking at... It's hard to explain. It's like... You don't get to look at me unless you've earned the respect to look at me.
Oh, my
God. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm dead serious. Like
that's
like,
how you that, are now?
That it just... No, I'm not like that across the board. But, like, for some reason, when I'm in a car, I'm trying to think, why is it when I'm at a stoplight, I don't... I'll be there... And I'm like, I'll casually, like, look over to see the person. Like, I'll casually look at them, kind of like peripheral vision, kind of look over at them. Like, I don't just get to the stoplight and just look over at them like some Vogue.
Okay, so I do have...
So what do you do?
It's now like that a bit you're of saying anxiety. This, now that I'm like, okay, honestly... I never really thought that I would have to, like, think too hard about this topic. But now that I'm thinking about it, I do have a little, like, trepidation being, like, parallel to a vehicle.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, I'll just pull up a little bit farther so they're out of my peripheral. I'm more like, I don't want them looking at me. Not me looking at them. I have no problem looking at other people.
Why do you not want them to look at you, though?
I don't know, though. Because probably most of the time I'm, like, eating french fries in my car or something,
whatever.
You know? And you don't eat just one french fry. You, like, put half of the container in your mouth
like
at one
trout.
Time. Like
a
trout. Like a... You know?
So every stoplight that you stop at, you happen to have fries. Is that what you're saying? Because, I mean, every light I stop at,
so this goes
I'm
back
conscious
to, like,
of it every time.
This goes back to, like, I would have to smoke while I was driving. So I'm wondering if I, like, have replaced french fries with cigarettes
How
while
often
I'm driving.
Do you eat the french fries? Is it every day?
No,
this
it's
is like
not.
A confessional?
It's... It's not every day, but I do.
Sir Father Katmandu.
I do love McDonald's french fries.
I saw there was a bag in the car today.
Yeah, I got McDonald's french fries.
Dang.
I didn't eat breakfast, and I did Sunday school today, and I was freaking starving. So yeah,
you don't have to confess any of this. You don't even have to tell me. There's no point.
It's okay. But I'm just saying, like...
So, for some reason...
I don't know. It's all just coming out.
I know. For some reason, you felt the need to confess eating fries, even though it has nothing to do with the stoplight. And you just
yes,
said...
Yes, it totally has something to do with it, because
you
said
like...
I pull up just a little bit farther ahead of them, because I usually am doing something that maybe I don't want people to see. Maybe I'm picking my nose.
Right, right. I get that. But... I want to go back to what you just said, that you feel like you have to confess. Like, this is like an investigation. because you're being recorded.
No, I don't feel it's like it's just coming out.
You're in the interrogation room. You start emptying your pockets of all your wrappers. Yeah, I don't know why I do that. I don't know why I for some reason this things I'm not anxious driver, but when I come up to a stoplight. When I used to live in Kansas City, Missouri, I was
here's the reason, folks.
Heightened. When I lived in the city, I was heightened.
Of course. Everything stems back from when you lived in Kansas City.
No, everything does that. No. What are you talking about? No.
A lot of your stuff does.
No. I lived in an environment that was hostile. That affects you.
So, but you're saying, like, I don't know why I act like that.
Well, no. When I lived there and then I came back and moved to the country, I realized one day that I was driving and I was leaving at least 2 car lengths of space between me and another vehicle at a stoplight. And I realized the reason why was because when I lived in Kansas City, a lot of carjackings happened and people would get bumped while they were at a stoplight.
So they couldn't.
And they get out to see what's going on. Yeah. And next, you know, you got a gun in your face. So I would leave 2 car lengths in front of me. Nobody told me to do that, but it's just what I did so that I had a way to get out just in case. If somebody bumped me, I wouldn't be like, oh, don't, what's going on back there in the bumper? I'd be like, screw this, I'm out of here.
You're in like podunk.
Now I know, but I was conditioned though, you know.
I know, but seriously, how many years has it been?
What?
Like you.
I don't drive that way anymore.
Oh, okay.
I don't drive that way anymore.
You don't.
No, I said, like, there's a realization I had one day.
You still think somebody's going to, like...
Well, when I pass somebody and they have their brights on and then I'll turn my brights on.
Oh, yeah.
I always think they're going to, like, wind up whipping a U-E and then coming after me.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Because that was, like,
they want to murder me.
What are those called? Not wives' tales, but those,
Urban legends?
Yes, urban legends.
That's urban legend. I mean, people, road rage, that happens.
Yeah, it's an urban legend. I don't know of anybody that's, like, got chased down because they accidentally left their brights on.
It's been great to have you on.
I love you.
Oh, it's awkward.
Why is that awkward?
I love you, too, but, I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
Leaving it in because then you're like, oh, that's awkward. Like, why is my husband saying, oh, that's awkward when his wife says she loves him?
It's
no, just take it out.
No, I'm not going to take it out. I'm going to leave it in because it's real.
No, it's not real.
What? Our love's not real?
Real would be you saying, oh, I love you too.
I did say I love you too.
No, you didn't. You said, oh, that's awkward.
No, if you rewind it back and listen to it, I guarantee you, you'll hear me say that I love you too.
That is horse poop.
I don't think so.
You did not. I said, I love you. Because obviously I do, or I wouldn't be doing this with you.
I appreciate that. I know, it's very kind of you.
So, the first thing you said was, that's awkward.
Well, let me say this. I'm used to doing it by myself and then the special guests that I have on. And none of my special guests have ever told me that they love me. So it threw me off.
It was
nice to hear. It was nice to hear. Madam Mura might have said it. I might not have caught it.
Dear.
It's very hard to say.
I married actually several people when I married you. Mm. Not knowingly.
It's true. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this little bit of show. I'm going to have to do a little bit of editing. But overall, though, if you would like for my co-host to be on the show more often, let me know. And as always,
I
hope you know where you're going.
On the drive home.
That's right.